have to explain to the Vodafone people, of course, how it works with content and paying for it. And we need to have that too. So we're working on that, almost done. And that means that Lonely Planet, you know, like the guide for Amsterdam, you can have that. The timeout for New York, or just Hendrik's historical food hotspots, because Hendrik is a developer and knows good hotspots. You can buy it, anybody can use it on top of our platform, because that's what we are. Next to that, we'll be starting to add like a small publication fee to our developer community that is going to come on and grow even more. It's like a domain name registration fee, because we need to have a small flow of turnover, and that way, we'll have that and also make sure it's really good. And of course, we have exclusive layer development. So when we develop a game that is really new, or develop a special layer for a museum or whatever, that is something that we can do and will do and ask money for. And there's a lot of offers currently outstanding about this. And lastly, there's white labeling and licensing. So there's lots of people that have been calling us, give us the browser, we want to use it just for one layer. I mean, say you're an oil company and you want to show your engineers where your rigs are or where your piping is. It's all, you can do that within the browser very easily. Or you can be for a major operator, you can get your own brand browser, your own operator browser, with your own favorite section, which starts everybody up the way you want to in your subscribers and your devices. And that way you have your own experience. So that is how we drive also the distribution, is that with their operator versions and device manufacturer versions, what we already did, for instance, with Samsung here in Holland. So in short, we want to be the best reality browser and platform. With growing content made by everybody, with our large developer community, and we also have great business opportunities for everybody. And in short, that's how we want to keep adding a world of experiences, just one layer at a time. Thank you.
We'll go from the left. Heike, you're first.
Hi. Thank you very much. Great presentation. Same question. How do you make money? You told us in 2009. Do you make money? And what are your plans for the next years?
I'll give you a guesstimate of how much money we already have signed and made. This is, and we're so young, so we're really setting up all the processes, but I think it's just under 100,000 already with all the deals we had. So we're very happy with that.
And your projection?
We don't have a clue.
Rudy.
Martin, great presentation, thank you. I think that all of us here or that following mobile, they know this is a success story. I have seen it born from the beginning. So I know this has really great potential. Yeah? There's so many questions that it raises that I could ask, but I'm gonna ask you one that maybe I'm sure you have been thinking about, but that I would like to ask, like, to a young startup. You know, you're three people, you launched this like in a couple of months. The world is excited, the world is waiting for you. So
what question, Rudy. I'm
getting there, I'm getting there. So what is basically what are the most critical issues that you see yourself and how you're gonna tackle them to get from here to mass market as a young startup? I mean as a team, more focused on
I think
team.
It's almost very boring. It's good operations and finance management. So know what we have, what we can do, plan on top of that, sauce it all with the vision and your action, but really make sure that the people that you have, everybody knows what they're doing, why they're doing it, if there's budget for it, if we have budget for the new 3D in iPhone, or maybe we should wait until we get some more money somehow, or earn it, and have really good control about that whilst running around with all the attention and the crazy plan and the crazy inspiration. And that, just in short, keeping your feet on the ground and knowing what you're doing apart from all the fun that's going around it.
So, first of all, I love the energy. It's great. It's really exciting. It's my question is actually, and I have two, but I'll ask one because I think she's going to ask the other one. Distribution.
Right.
You have a huge distribution challenge. Each handset, each ecosystem, you have to go and cut some deal and manage that relationship. Mm-hmm. How are you going to confront your distribution challenge, which I think is really the biggest single challenge for this business?
Okay, well, first of all, we have the App Store, as soon when we launch there, we have the marketplace where anybody can get it, and together with the PR, that's great distribution for the start. Second of all, we have the distribution through the device manufacturer. Samsung is a great example where we really were able to define a good, distinctive proposition which helps them sell their devices. And that is not something we do exclusively for them. So we can do it for everybody. And you know what? The device manufacturers can be helped with like that. But also the operators, the carriers. So that way we all, everybody gets to use this world in a good, prosperous way. So that way we're hoping to really get the distribution going. We're talking to almost all device manufacturers. I'm going to New York soon and talking in the US. Lots of people are interested. And it's a matter of keeping the feet on the ground, trying to smartly manage that time-wise, because hey, we're human, and also just energy-wise and solution-wise. So we're doing it, we have planned it, but it is tricky indeed.
Lee, do you like it when he says he's going to approach the manufacturers directly and the operators, or do you hate them?
No, I think they have to, but I
they have they called us.
Look, that's a good place to be sitting.
And you answered the phone from both.
But having sat now at both the operator and the manufacturer side globally, it takes a lot of resource. And generally, when you enter into agreements with a Nokia or other, your resources quickly get sucked up. So I think you have a big challenge there to actually even meet the needs, even if they want you. But I guess the other question I have, and by the way, I mean, I love what I saw, but the first thing that came to mind when you positioned yourself as another browser was, geez, do we need another browser? And what does that mean for the whole, sort of ecosystem out there that exists today and is thriving with major players out there for mobile browsers like Opera and others? So the question is, have you guys thought about, do you become part of something bigger, or do you want to exist on your own as a sort of standalone browsing experience? Because I'd imagine there are browser companies that are browsers out there and companies that are working on them that are looking at doing things like augmented reality and 3D and other.
That last presumption I haven't heard yet. So that browser company, Firefox, whoever, are working on AR solutions. I'd rather be the other browser than just another app. So I like that. We're also a platform, so that's also very different. So therefore, I think it's a little bit of, our view is a bit different in that sense.
Sure, but browsers are platforms today. I mean, at the end of the day, that's what browsers are. They're becoming the standard for applications development.
Right. Thank God for you asking that question, because I was going to ask, I have no clue about the mobile space. What's the difference between a platform and a browser?
Platform is like the internet is a platform where you can make web pages. Layer is a platform where you can have augmented reality. And
but based on the browser, that's what lives. Am I right, Lee? Is that what you? Yeah, Lee. But isn't that what you also? The point. Why do you make the distinction between being a platform or a browser?
There are two different things. I mean, we are a platform, and through the browser, you can experience the platform where people add on their content.
But I'm saying you could be a layer on top of the browser, and I was wondering if you guys sat down and actually thought about that, because, as said, I mean, the browser is the foundation, and there are browser platforms out there today. There are service API roadmaps and all these things that are going into mobile browsers today, so why wouldn't you sit on top of that?
I think it's a good idea. We have not really thought about, is this something new that we want to define, or we want to have something existing and build on top of that and work towards something else. It's a choice, and thank you for the feedback. I think we're going to use it.
I mean, I think if you're going to go get the chance to sit down with some of the major manufacturers who have investments in browser technologies, I would certainly suggest you sit down with their browser team and say, well, do we line up?
Launch a plug-in for the browsers that are already out there.
I think we're right now, if you look at us from a phase, compare us to the phasing of the internet, we're somewhere between, what was the first text, links and NZSA. I mean, we might be the first NZSA launch. So what is the mark? We don't know, we're just finding it out. And what we do like is that we like doing things, and that's how we're finding out and getting good ideas, so thank you.
You do remember what happened when Mosaic finally grew bigger and Microsoft discovered it.
I don't know, but how is Mark doing?
Mark's doing fine, but where's the company? Yeah. There's a big distinction there. Mark's doing good. Vincent.
Okay, Maarten, your presentation was inspiring as always, but you had the worst video ever. Do you have a video which demonstrates Layer a little bit nicer?
Oh,
that's the first question, because I mean, you have better videos than that. Yeah,
our initial video, it's actually now almost 500,000 views. It's doing great, but I don't have it queued up, but I can show it to you later.
I saw it already, but I wondered why you didn't put it in and put a most horrible video ever. It was the worst video presentation of Layer ever. But let me then move on to that. No, because I mean, they have a nice video, which basically, still, but that was for you, I think, because he wants to not be too perfect of a presentation. But let me ask you one other thing. You developed it in India, right? The guy who wrote it in 2 months developed in India, and I heard that you're now going to move all developments mostly to Europe. Why is that?
Actually, one of our key starting developers was in India. Right now, we're doing a lot of development here too, so it's spread around. And because also we're a platform, that means like the distinction between what is exactly the browser, the app experience, what is in the server, it's a lot of work, and it really right now is distributed. But what we do like, and I think that's what you heard, is that we want to have it close, because that means small iteration of cycles. I mean, like Audioboo just said, you want to have those quick discussions, and that's what we're doing right now. So we're having it close. I mean, the modern tools help, but that close is even better.
Mm. Can I have one more follow-up?
Yeah, final one.
How much money are you going to raise, and how fast are you going to grow to basically have all these bodies talking to all these big world out there? How are you going to do that, and how far are you?
So you're asking us how far we are with our talk? For VCs and all that. We're working hard on that to really decide, and for ourselves also, how we want to go about it. Everybody, again, is at the door. And it's a big challenge for a company, you know, it's our first company. And so we do not have that much of experience, but we do have a good team around us. And with them, we're determining the strategy, making the appointments, and doing, hopefully, the right things. And maybe it won't be right the first time, but you know, as long as we keep doing it, we're not running away from it. And finally, we need to know what we want, and that's what we do.
I think we're there. All right, thank you very much, Layer.